Paul was a great example of an extraordinary Christian. He was eager to know God and to suffer for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Romans 8:16-17 says, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together. It is when we suffer with Jesus that we can be glorified with him. Paul said, 'Let no man trouble me. I bear in my body the mark of Jesus Christ.' In other words, he was saying, 'I have scarce to show that I suffer with him.' God glorified those who are partakers of the suffering of Christ. It is just like the responsible man, those who are suffering with him during tough times. When things get better, there will be nothing money can afford that he will not buy for her. One of the reasons I follow my wife greatly today is that when I resign from lecturing, I move into the middle of nowhere, telling everyone that it is a city that God promised me. She moved in with me. It was tough, but she backed me all the way and partook in my suffering. Now that things are better, is partaking in the glory. Are you seeking for opportunity to experience the fellowship of Jesus? Jesus suffered. Have you suffered with him in any way? Congratulations, you said yes. Genuinely to this question, because when it is time to be glorified, you will be glorified with Jesus. If you, however, among those denying him, remember that he said that he will also deny such person before his Father in heaven." The prayer point for today is, "Lord, I want to know you and fellowship at your supper. Please let me partake in your supper." Let's do it again. "Lord, I want to know the supper, the fellowship of your supper. Please let me partake in your supper." Let us pray that prayer once more. "Lord, I want to know the fellowship of your supper. Please let me partake in your supper." This is the end of today's daily devotion. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.